nothing but flip-flops and session ales from here on out. This is the perfect pour.
That's right, man. It's my time of year.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we are going to hang out with you for a little bit here, drink some beers and talk about some beers we were drinking last week and beers we're looking out for, talk about some beer culture, and our listeners, the best voicemailers in the podcasting game, will call and give us a pour report and let us know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
What they feel the listener of the Perfect Pour should know about. So we're all just going to have some fun drinking some beers. Maybe we'll learn a thing or two. We'll check our dates and we'll send you on your way. But for now, I just want to let you know that I was during the tailgate, I was drinking a Hopocalypse Hazy Double IPA from Drake's Brewing Company, White Label Hopocalypse. And I got to say, it's only about four weeks old, a little more, about 35 days old. And, it was only $12.99, and this is a double IPA. Ooh. Six pack, baby.
It's a good price.
My friends from Drake's, they must have hooked up Save Mart. I was like, what?
Discount.
So it's pretty much going to be exclusively drinking that this week, because I didn't do well buying beer this week. So that was my thing.
Way to go.
I love gold.
All right, so this is my second one now. Getting into it. I might drink one of the messed up beers in the fridge here during this episode. So might go into the bad beer drawer or one of the weird styles that a listener sent us. So yeah. Other than that, it's all Hopocalypse, White Label, baby. What are you drinking over there, Nick?
I am. You'll never guess why I bought this beer, but I am drinking a Cold Torpedo from Sierra Nevada.
Oh, Cold Torpedo.
Cold Torpedo.
What is that? What does that mean? What are they talking about?
I don't know. I guess it's their version of a cold IPA, a lager. Lager IPA.
IPA, they're torpedoed?
And it's a cold twist on our classic IPA, ultra crisp and clean for peak drinkability.
Peak. Where you get this?
Lovely air in the valley we have right now. This is part of my 4th of July mixed pack that I bought.
Beverages
and More.
Did you have to get the mix pack for that? That beer is not available outside of the mix?
That's correct.
Oh, your mix pack exclusive.
This is, and there is a badge for the mixed pack.
That Untappd badge associated with it? Ooh, did you get that?
I didn't know it existed, but apparently I've got level 2 already. So
yeah,
right. I've had two hoppy mixed packs from Sierra Nevada.
Good job. So they Untappd was smart enough to know, like, oh, if he's checking in this beer, he must have bought that mixed pack.
Yeah. So the badge from Untappd is the Sierra Nevada hoppy sampler.
Okay. You're a level 2-er.
Level 2.
All right. That's what we're drinking. We're getting settled in here. We're ready to go. Nick.
Me again?
Oh, yeah.
Me you. Again?
You.
Feels like I just did this
last. Matt can chime in whenever he wants.
Whenever. Any minute now. So, the year is 2022.
And our Lord, year of our Lord, 2022.
Yes, 2022 AD. Apparently, if selling out is cool.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Peeing your pants is the coolest.
You gotta fix that. Okay, so yeah, thanks to our Eyes on the Street, is this XL? Synesis? Yes, it is. XL says, Melvin Brewing seeks strategic partner. Possible sale.
Hey, look at that. I think Maui should look at them because I hear Maui's just like, they're just like, bro, anybody want to sell? We're looking to throw some money at something. So maybe you want to get yeah. Melvin Brewing there, Maui? Melvin and Maui. Maui and Melvin.
Now,
that's a Maui new sitcom Melvin. On CBS.
Ooh, Maui Melvin.
The new season of Maui and Melvin. Available at CBS app.
Is he going to have his own t-shirt what was the... Oh, I'm thinking Maui Jim. Never mind. That's different.
Yeah, dude. Jeez.
What was the Rude Dog t-shirts from the 80s?
Oh, those... Are those... what about those Johnson ones?
Oh yeah. Everything was a pun.
Yeah. Sexual pun about penises. Huh? And I wore that shirt around like, huh? This is super subversive.
Yeah. Tell me you're a dad without telling me you're a dad.
Got a big Johnson shirt. Oh, what's that? That's a nice shirt.
Yeah. But when do you graduate to the old guy's rule? When does that happen?
Oh, yeah. Are there, what was it? The big dog? Is that what you're talking about? The big dog?
No, the rude dog.
Rude dog.
Dog. I feel like Maui Melvin could be a rude dog type character.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, he's like the mascot guy.
Yeah.
He shows up Maui at festivals.
Says something quirky.
Whoa, Maui Melvin! He's all, let's haze it.
That's his catchphrase? Yeah. Let's haze it.
Let's haze it. And just everything, he just shows up and he's all, let's haze it.
Yeah. Sure wish my burger had more onion.
Haze it! It's like Portlandia, I put a bird on it, but you... let's haze it.
Okay, so we're just really ripping off pop culture.
Things well, that's what done. Happens. Everybody's yeah. ripping off everybody and then making it their own. And then somebody rips yeah. off that guy that ripped off somebody else that made it their own. It's just a vicious
It's okay to rip people off it's as long as you make cycle. It better.
As long as you what? Put a link
as to
the
As long as you make it better.
Oh, okay.
You gotta take it one step yeah, higher.
Step otherwise, it up. Yeah, step
What's
up.
The point?
I just think in blogger terms, I'm like, as long as you link to them, that's fine.
Oh, link, no,
look
no,
at this
no.
post.
You're going to rip it off.
Look at this great post this guy did. I'm going to do the same post, but I'll just link to him and put it on my site.
I don't feel like writing today, so here's somebody else to explain it for you. But I'm a blogger. Guys, I'm a blogger.
Cool. I'm industry. Yeah, so if you got some cash, Melvin Brewing's just like, can anybody wanna buy us out? We're done here. We're tapping out. Somebody want to?
Tapping out.
We're good.
Apparently.
Only so much.
They might not have 20 million, but they have 19.9 million.
Mom.
to invest.
Okay. Yeah, go low. Maui should just go in on Melvin and just be like, we take 9?
Ooh, M&M Brewing. Too bad. Can't use that.
No.
Hashtag Mars.
Oh, yeah, you could do, you could start taking over Melvin's tanks and just make Maui Brewing in Wyoming.
In Melvin tanks.
A very opposite of Hawaii. Like, now, Maui Brewing, we make all our beer in Wyoming.
Maui, Wyoming. Haven't you ever been to Maui, Wyoming?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Tropical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an oasis.
Lots of hiking, lots of waterfalls.
Hmm.
Hey, if it's good enough for Harrison Ford, it's good enough for me. Wyoming.
Yeah. You gonna be his neighbor?
Well, I gotta get a ranch going.
Gotta get a ranch. Ranch neighbors.
Gotta get a ranch right up to Kevin Costner's ranch there on Yellowstone. You son of a bitch, you're on my land. I haven't watched much of Yellowstone. I figure that's most plot lines are
yelling
in my head. That's what
old man yelling.
Yep, that's what Yellowstone is. Because I don't really see much of it. So I'm just like, what is that show about? Everybody gets pissed off because everyone's on each other's lands. Like every 3 or 4 episodes, somebody's just like, you son of a bitch, you just walked across my land. That's my property. Hey, I'm Kevin Costner. That's my land. Ah, damn it, I'm just walking across over there. I had to get to the road. That's my land you're walking across on. You need to get off of it. And then that goes on the whole season. It's just from that confrontation. And it's just the fallout of the guy walking across Kevin Costner's land.
It's really called Yelling Stone. It's just a big rock you step on top of to yell about things.
That guy went across my property. His cow came over onto my land and ate my grass. Son of a bitch. Right.
That's your 2 minutes. Let's have next contestant.
That's my land.
Big Rocky yelp.
Wyoming, that's my property state.
Largest collection of trespassers will be shot.
Oh yeah, everybody's got to have a trespassers will be shot.
Like it's carved in red oak, novelty signs.
Yep.
Like at the local fair is how many different signs, how many different ways can you carve?
Yeah.
Trespassers will be shot into wood.
Mm-hmm. How fast can you carve a trespassers will be shot competition?
I love gold.
Did you open up something new there?
I finished my tailgate / show intro beer, my cold torpedo. Now I have Brew Daddy's Oatmeal Stout from Loomis Basin Brewing.
Ah. Is that a Wazoo beer?
I don't know.
Usually it's a Wazoo. Loomis Basin usually is Wazoo.
Is Wazoo? Okay.
Wazoo.
I thought it might have been a Paul, but I don't know why I thought that.
Maybe. Never know, man. Crazy. We've got crazy listenership.
Crazy girl. Did you beer run on the third? Did you do your job and beer run on the third?
I totally forgot about it. I saw the only thing I ever saw about it the whole time was Dust Bowl. Dust Bowl said the beer run day. I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing last year.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like no one really talked about it this year because like that was Dust Bowl was the first one I saw. I was like, oh yeah, beer run day. Well, we forgot to do that on the show.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't think. Did I do it on the third? I think I did. I might have did it on the second. I cheated a little.
Oh, man. Doesn't count. Yeah. Just a regular beer purchase.
Yeah, I went to the baseball game with the fireworks at the baseball game, so I wasn't too geared up for drinking all day. I had to stay off the sauce.
Yeah. Because
I was driving to the baseball game.
Function like a normal adult.
Yeah, I had to be an adult. Take my family to the baseball game. So dang, I wasn't too worried about doing beer runs this
holiday. Whose idea was the baseball game?
It was mine. It was mine.
Oh, okay.
It was as a backup to, like, because we're very nomadic on 4th of July. So,
yeah,
we just kind of feel it out what's going to happen.
Plans could have been had.
Yeah. We're kind of hoping to go to La Selva Beach, but my stupid day job prevented me. So we went with the backup plan.
Thanks, going paycheck. To the
Fresno Grizzly game. The best fireworks show in Central California.
Is it?
Well, that the Grizzlies say it is. I can imagine the they're right. Like, who else? Like, is Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk maybe have a better show? Do they even have a show? I don't know. That would be the only contender I could see.
Yeah. The pretender.
What else?
I accidentally beer ran on the third.
I just you're like, oh shit, I'm on a beer run.
Yeah,
I did it.
Well, we did our fourth on the third. So I was like, I need beer for today. What am I gonna do? Mixed pack it is. Hence, I ended up with the Sierra Nevada. I thought there was another Sierra Nevada mixed pack that had.
I feel like there's two.
Optimum in it.
Yeah. I feel like there's two.
I didn't see that.
I know one. Firestone has at least two. I think three. I want to say they have three going right now, but I know they at least have two. So it makes sense that Sierra would have two.
I didn't see. I didn't know where to find it, or maybe it's not out yet. There's lots of. Canned mixed packs seem to be the rage right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a variety pack.
Yeah. Call it proper name.
Yes, yeah, so they.
It's regional.
Copy sampler.
Variety mixed pack. Sampler pack.
Variety. Ooh, sampler seasonal. Pack. This one is actually in bottles, which I was like hesitant to buy it because I knew you were in the pool. No. And I don't want to be the jackass that drops glass around the pool. Book.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
So I was looking for a canned mix pack, which there were some.
Well, I need to be able to get so drunk that I don't have to worry about what I drop, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, if I have glass in my hand, I'm going to be like, well, I can't drink that much. I got glass, and I want to be responsible. Yeah, F that.
Yeah.
You want to get canned so you can be irresponsible. That. You can throw it That's at right. stuff.
I could get to the point where I start talking with my hands and not worry about the beer around me. And so I says,
So I says to the guy,
Kaslush, kaploosh. So I sat away from the pool area with my glass bottles.
Responsible.
Like a responsible drunk. I mean, adult.
I just sit in the corner with my beer and watch the pool.
Yeah. Go pet the dog.
I can see it from here. It's fine.
Yeah, it was. It was rather chilly in Fresno, so I did not swim.
Yeah, it was kind of borderline not swim weather. Fresno, not swim weather.
Thanks,
it was like
Fresno.
It was like upper 80s. So you're just like, I don't know if it's warm enough to swim. Anything else that culture?
Side note, I forgot to mention this during the tailgate. I think we should do an Old Fresno advertisement beer campaign. Beer puns.
Oh, okay. Many local breweries are willing to pick that up.
Yeah.
Find some
the Hello Fresno has inspired me.
Oh, okay.
To take old Fresno advertising and turn it into beer.
Yeah. Lines. Oh, they got to do that. Bells would request this guy, the we'll do whatever to get your, like the guy that he's, is it a car lot he's selling? We'll do whatever to get your business. We'll do whatever to sell your car.
Wow. Crazy.
Oh, you got to do Alberti Olive.
Exactly. Man. You're okay. I like this. You're already on board.
Hey, come on. You're talking to the Fresno.
Old boy Alberti Ales.
You're talking to Fresno here, son.
Yeah. Kerman Mobile Canning.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I got to think about this. Not enough for popping into my head right now. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yep. Alberti Ales. That was my inspiration.
Alberti Ales. Yeah, I wonder if we could take that. Maybe we could start. Maybe we should open up a brewery.
We should just open up brew.
I mean, these past few
years. It's all the same beer, just cool new labels.
Yeah. If these past few years have told us anything, it's like, open up a brewery. Time to open a brewery. These past few years have just been screaming out to the country, like, dude, open up a brewery. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, the auto hopper. Dang it.
Oh, is yeah. Is Keel
still alive?
Yeah. The Kopi. Why has no one done a Kopi beer?
Kopi beer, yeah. Have a great ale.
Great ale.
A great day.
The 10-day forecast calls for hoppiness. Oh. And now the 10-day forecast. All right, I want to get down too down.
I know it's too Fresno for the show, but I had this thought over the weekend.
Sorry,
and I haven't got to talk to you.
Sorry, Iceland knit listeners.
Sorry,
all our Icelandic listeners are like, man, this is when I don't know, bro. Again,
too local.
I'm in Iceland. This is too local. Where's the Iceland talk? Dude, go out to Brothers out there in the island out there. You'll have a good time. Perfect Pour listeners have been there now.
That's right. Did we leave our mark? Did they?
Yeah, we got to talk and see what, you know. We need to get stickers out to people that are going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Going out to Iceland.
Stickers available.
We can send some stickers to Iceland.
I like it.
We appreciate our Icelandic listenership. Anything else, culture? You see those Oscar Mayer beers? Are those real?
Is that real?
Those are real.
That's what he said.
It's not April 1st. Maybe they are real. It's like Oscar Mayer hard seltzer beers and a barley wine one.
Would you try it if they were? I think that's the more important
question. Yeah.
Some olive loaf mustard, barley wine.
We were talking about mustard in the tailgate. And you can listen to tailgate if you want to become a golden god, by the way, on our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpour. And that I remember that mustard beer that Oscar Blues did with
oh yeah, man. That was surprisingly good.
It was fine. It wasn't like oh you gotta keep making this, but it was like it was all
right. Right.
So
tried it.
Hmm.
Oscar Blues was one of the mixed packs in cans. I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're by out here now. No, well, technically they're not.
They're, yeah, technically.
Yeah, but they're kind of like, they're lawfully not, but like in spirit they are.
The spirit and sellout.
Yeah, the spirit of buyout and sellout is, it's been tainted when you're buying them. But they're situational now. They're just, to me, Oscar Blues is situational. If I'm in a tight spot and I need to buy an Oscar Blues, I'll buy it. All right.
That's right.
Like, whew, I'm in a tight spot here. I'm going to have to go with the Oscar Blues beer. Don't judge me if I do.
No, not today.
Not today.
Not today. Ooh, down it goes.
Just finishing Apocalypse White Label.
Why is that the one they put in a six pack?
That must be their. That must be the bestseller of that series. Because it's hazy.
It's hazy. Got to haze it up. Okay. Haze it up. Haze it up.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't really have anything because I know we have got a nice line forming here for voicemail line.
Oh, okay.
We got a nice little build up here, so we got to start checking out some people.
Let's do that. Let's see what they have to say.
Start registering some people and getting in the door. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? We encourage listeners to participate in the show. You can do that two different ways. You can record something yourself and send that recording. Email it to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it tight. Or you can just call our traditional old school voicemail line that's open 24/7. Nobody's going to answer it. It's going to go to voicemail. And then you can leave us a message there. It's 559-492-0542. Leave us your pour report. Let us know what's going on. Or what you think a perfect pour listener should hear, would know about. Questions for us and the show. The hot beer in your city. Hot brewery in your city, something, you know, these kind of things. Okay. And let's start with the traditional voicemails this week because we got a couple.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
What's up, Psycho Bear?
Psycho Bear.
We're in.
It's been a little while. I had to chime in because, people are out and about.
And, stupid people.
I'm not, but wish I was. Anyways, right now I'm enjoying a liquid gravity twist and stout. Pretty good. Not had many beers from them. I don't know how many more I'll have. It's okay.
You're getting that you're in, bro.
I guess you, Mikey, had mentioned about some beer fest in Fairfield, Fairfax. I don't know, wherever.
Fairfax,
it's close to where I'm at.
You're in the rim, dude.
I guess Paul talked about it too. I haven't been to a beer fest since Jesus. It's been a while. Anyways, what brought it to mind is Stone Brewing. Little fun fact.
Never heard of them.
I actually got into craft beer in 07, 06 when I was a rep at a distributor in the San Fernando Valley. And who came in? The vice president of Stone, which was right under Greg Koch. And got tickets to the event, their 10th anniversary, and I'll never forget one of the best beers, Stone's Imperial Russian Stout. Went to a another beer fest in Hatton, just got tore up. Anyways,
Celador,
I see that Chew Your Beer was there. Great place, great couple. Did you guys know that unfortunately they will be shutting down at the end of the year?
What? I didn't know.
In any case, one question. Man, I've had so many beers over the past few days. I'm just rambling. I know that a few people are on Untappd, and I want to thank those who have recently friended me on Untappd, a few Perfect Pour callers. And it's awesome to see them. You know who you are. Extreme Beer Fest is happening, allegedly, up here in the Bay Area, August 26th, 27th. Anybody going? Any of my new Untappd friends? Anybody that's calling the show? Look me up. I don't do Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. I don't know what it is. I'm not on Facebook. I only do Untappd.
Okay, better off.
And call you guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, if anybody's going to the Extreme Beer Fest, it's happening right here in the East Bay in Richmond.
Wow. Got cut off. He's still there. Hold on. Hold on, everyone. It's okay.
Okay, Perfect Pour. It's Psycho Bear. I've never been cut off. Wow. Anyways.
How dare you cut me off?
Extreme Beer Fest.
Nobody cuts me off.
Went to the original one in California, which was December of 2017. It's finally back. It was outstanding. Anybody's going to make it? Look me up on Untappd. Psycho Bear. Anyways, I guess you guys call it a get it. We call it a bottle share. Had some magic on that day. Let me share with you a few bottles. I pulled out a 2013 Black Tuesday.
Wow.
Damn, that was good. I think Nick 80 likes that stuff. Another highlight of that was from a brewery called the Referend Beer Blendery. It's a lambic, and I know there's some people that can love that stuff from Jersey. Unbelievable bottle. Unschen Andalou. Almost gave it a 5. Just beautiful. Thank you, Chris.
Almost.
Anyways, locally, haven't had much. Oh, Armistice. That's right, Mikey. It's called Armistice in Richmond. 4 once more. I think you had it.
Yeah.
It was good. One more thing, because I'm rambling. That's what happens when you have tasty.
Tighten it up, Psycho Bear. Let's go. Finish it up.
Had Armistice Spit. I know. Fuck. What's up with that name?
Spit.
But great beer. I was the very first person to check in on Untappd. Yeah, that's right. First person. One other thing, barrel-aged narwhal.
First in
fantastic.
Community and first the in Nick all the 80. Communities.
Nailed it. That shit is good. Hopefully you guys can make it up. If anybody does, again, look up Psycho Bear on Untappd. Check your dates. Keep up the good work. Goodbye. San Rafael on the deck.
Got dropped in a San Rafael reference when we're in.
I even know how to spell Psycho Bear. Is it like bicycle, like C-Y? Or is it Psycho, like P-S?
I'm like, we have to be friends. Why can't I find him? It's our traditional voicemails. Let's get in to the emails. Start with this guy. We also encourage you, if you want to test out or you just want to do a 3-minute podcast and that's all you want to do, or if you just want to test out a podcast, we're here for that. So we will play your beer related podcast on this beer podcast. That's how we roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, the Scotty91, and I am here with
Martina.
And I am in Colorado with
Colin and Janine.
What? Hi.
What?
What the hell?
And we are brewery hopping, of course. And we just hit Ratio Beer Works. We hit Odell Brewing, and we are currently at
Bierstadt Lagerhaus,
a German brewery here in Denver, and which ironically has a live pro or indie wrestling show in the parking lot tonight.
Which we're not watching.
No.
Unless we drink for 3 more hours.
Scotty.
Yeah. Which is possible, but highly unlikely.
Highly improbable.
So we're having a get it here in Denver.
It's like the most beautiful day ever, too, out here. I mean, it's a bit of a breeze. Denver's hot. The breeze makes up for it. We've been sitting in the sun, sitting in the shade, sweating, drinking. It's been great.
Yeah. Trying to get used to the altitude up here in Mile High City.
Yeah,
for my first time out here.
Oh yeah, that'll get right out of there.
Oh yeah, this elevation here really.
You're gonna get drunker faster than us.
We will see. Challenge accepted.
Yay! Haven't done any shots yet.
No shots.
There's Underberg here. We could do Underberg.
Underberg. There's no Malort like there was in Chicago. Mm. Oh, Chicago. Which you saw my check-ins from Chicago.
Chicago.
Coors Light dominated the weekend, which was. Ugh. Anyhow,
Coors Light made a beer called Championship Ice, and they took ice off the skating rink and they put it in Coors Light, and they served it to people. And they called it a Championship Ice. And
oh shit! I didn't actually know that.
Dude, they have it right down the street. Yeah, we can go get it.
We might need to go back there and actually get it.
That sounds disgusting to me. I'm sorry.
Totally gross. Scott totally warned.
What all is on that fucking ice?
A lot of spit.
It was boiled. It's been
blood.
I'm not even gonna.
And blood. Yeah, they boiled it.
Oh yeah.
Probably fecal matter. Who knows?
I mean, I don't know much. Maybe Tampa Bay was shitting at the end of that series a little bit, yeah.
What happens at hockey games?
Yeah.
All kinds of fans
were shitting in the seats for sure there in Tampa Bay. Anyhow, we're getting rammy with this call a little bit here. But hey, this is what happens when you come to Denver. Yeah. Or I'm just guessing because this is my first time
Denver?
Here.
Denver? Rammy. Yeah.
Anyone else wants to come
Colorado
to
Colorado State?
Get it.
Do it. Got it? Do you get it? Do you get it that we're getting it in the get it? I've confused myself now. Is it got it?
We got it.
We got it. Is that
what?
I don't
know.
This is a got it.
Brad Stacey.
Correct Mikey that one time. He might not remember that.
We're going way back into the Perfect Pour archives here.
We want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up
the good work, guys.
Keep
the
good work.
And
guys.
Denver! And that's the bomb of the keg, because the Sky 91, Martina, Colin, and Janine drank it.
Bam! Wow, I get it. Post it on the board. That's a get it to remember when we do the pours at the end of the year.
This might be the top. Not the introduction of the Jacuz.
Jacuz? Oh, there's plenty of get it action. It's going to be a tough get it this year as far as votes. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hearing, by the way, I don't know if there's any calls related to this. I don't think there is. So if you're listening to this on the episode release day, Friday, there's going to be a get it at Tioga. Looks like this is not set in stone, but kind of roughly, there's going to be a get it at Tioga Sequoia on Friday, late Friday afternoon, maybe a tentative get it at Tioga Sequoia, 3-4 o'clock. excuse me, guys. There's gonna be some people rolling, some very special people rolling through. We're getting some of that, the Radar Palooza, kind of Oh no, I've had 2 beers. I can't think of words anymore.
Uh-oh. The haze has gone to your brain.
We're getting a little bit of that feedback from the Raiderpalooza. People are driving through Fresno, going up to Raiderpalooza. And the ants are going to roll through Fresno as they're going up to Raiderpalooza. And they're going to make a stop. It looks like maybe a Tioga Sequoia stop, 3 or 4 here on this Friday as we speak. So I'm going to try and get out there. Well, whoever else tries to get out there, look for the coolest group you've ever seen in a brewery. And then after that, look for us. We'll be there.
Yeah.
We got a regular email. You can also just email us. You don't have to leave a voicemail. This is from Marcus. Hello, Perfect Pour. If there is any need for the following responses, I'm sure they already expired. Still, whatever it may be worth, here it goes. A few weeks ago, as I listened to the podcast, I found myself amid so many conversational topics between you guys that it felt a little bit like Cliff Clavin's Jeopardy category dream board on Cheers back in the day. Just some quick side notes on these topics. Number one, places/occasions that don't serve beer. Number one is graduations. Last month, I attended my nephew's graduation in Arizona. Oddly, the graduation was held at State Farm, State Farm Stadium, home of the Arizona Cardinals. Despite the only graduating class from this high school only numbering about 450 students. That said, the stadium's concession stands were mostly open and beer was an available option at 10 o'clock in the morning. They're like, it's a small group and we're going to open up the beer. I did not see anyone with draft beer, but the large mini thermos-like domestics were in a few hands. While I appreciate this opportunity for beer, I chose not to spend $17 for a platinum bud, saving my beer dollars for craft drafts at lunch instead. Another one, B, libraries/library atriums. Nick made a good comment about opening a beer garden in a library atrium. In a magically perfect world, I agree with this thought. I am a librarian who works at a library with an atrium, so I wish I could agree with this idea, but in our current reality, I can't. The public at large, unfortunately, is not as chill as a craft beer drinking base population.
Yep. No checking out beers. Yep. I promise to bring them back.
I promise to bring it back. Perhaps our children's children will one day be able to drink a pint in a library atrium after the robot wars.
Ah, yes.
At number two, Alesmith 394 and Tony Gwynn. My understanding is that Alesmith and Tony Gwynn with associates worked together in some capacity in designing the 394 starting in January 2014. Now by mid-June of that year, Tony Gwynn died. I think his son participated in some of the subsequent 394 offerings like Hazy 394. Regardless, 394 was not just stamped with a player's name, had some actual connection with Gwynn. I love this beer in a multi-mood go to easy drinker. I don't remember. We talked about that. And when Tony Gwynn beer originally came out, it was a shit when it came out. I don't remember talking about it recently though. I guess we did.
We were talking. No, I can't think of who did it.
We were talking about names.
Get us on that topic. Somebody partnered with to make an official baseball beer. Mm-hmm. Nobody's done that before except for maybe Alesmith, and you didn't think that was an official partnership. You thought they just took it and ran with
the 3-9. No, yeah, he's right. I remember that. Firestone Walker Invitational 2022. One of the delays in responding to the podcast was the following weekend I was at F WIBF 2022. And unlike the first two Firestone Invitationals I attended in 2012 and 2013, both above 100 degree temperature mark this year.
Yeah,
because Paso Robles is just as hot as Fresno. Uppity coastal fancy mofokers. Sorry to do a little tangent inside your email. I have some bitterness towards a particular Paso Robles resident. Both above the 100. This year was in the mid 80 degree range. Beautiful selections from Monkish, Three Voids, Green Cheek, etc. This year had so many 15%er Imperial Porters and Stouts, that if not for the milder weather, there may have been some casualties, including me. As it was, I took a forced nap during the last hour on the bleachers. Not a proud moment. I was definitely out of festival shape. Yeah, you got to get in. You got to shape up. You got to get your ATL. Above board.
Yeah, you got to prep. Festival. This is an Olympic event.
Yeah, you can't just show up at something like the Firestone Walker and not be prepared. I'll toss it onto the blame everything on 2020 COVID heap with the rest. I know there were more points, but this is rambled on long enough. I didn't trust myself to make it coherent in this email, much less under 3 minutes in a voicemail. So if it is decided to share this on the podcast, that pressure is now all on Mikey. Thank you. Well, I did it. Okay. That's it. Cheers, fellas, and keep up the good work. And that's Marcus, the pint stuff on Untappd. He's active on Untappd, the pint stuff. Thank you, Marcus, for the email.
Get it.
And, another email. Man, wow. That is a high email. This one is from Jason. Longtime listener and semi-new resident to Portland. Well, almost 1.5 years. If you have time to grab a beer while you're up here, hit me up for a get it. If you don't have time, I totally understand. So that's Jason looking for a get it up there in Portland. Yeah, because I will be there the week after Radar Palooza, ironically.
Damn it.
So Radar Palooza is happening, and then I'm going to be there for my brother-in-law's wedding. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to have maybe 2 days that are mildly open. I'm not planning on being able to do anything cool. I'm just like, I'm going to my brother-in-law's wedding and my sister-in-law's wedding. And, that's all I'm planning on happening. And whatever else happens is just a bonus. As we continue with Wussman.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
What the hell? Who's this?
Well, hey, I know I haven't called in a long time.
Oh, my God.
But I'll just give you a little explanation as to why I've been MIA.
Yeah, let's hear it, buddy.
Well, you see.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person where I don't like to yuck anybody's yum. You know what I mean?
I'll give you an example. So.
Sweetums always likes to yuck my yum. She does that all the time with Indian foods. I love Indian foods. I think she likes it too, but she likes to yuck my yum and say it's smelly and it makes me smell when I eat it and stuff. So, hey, I just got to say about, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I'm going to say that like 20 times in this recording. And craft beer in the past couple years, craft beer broke my heart. I'm sorry.
What?
It has. I've seen some things, man, and some stuff.
Wouldn't recommend things, man.
But I want everybody just to enjoy their life as best they can. And I still love you guys and everything. And I drink craft beer. I probably only go to Pendragon and Incinerati as far as like going to places. Occasionally I'll go somewhere else. It's just not my thing anymore. And I'm still brewing the dry hop ciders too.
Oh my God.
Love me some dry hop ciders. So that's just what's been happening with me. I just, again, don't want to yuck your yum. You guys enjoy. Enjoy your craft beer scene and stuff. More power to you. And keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Oh, a classic. Scotty classic B.
Classic Scotty B.
Wow.
Speaking of Pendragon, did you hear they're closing the Clovis shop down?
I did not hear that. What happened? What?
Their lease is up and the owners decided to not renew it.
Tap room update.
So they're going to go Sanger only for the meantime.
Oh, wow. They're not planning on like, they're just going to be like, let's pull it back to Sanger.
They're going to bring it back to Clovis. They just haven't found an equitable spot yet.
Oh, okay. They are planning on putting in a new place, and then but their plan is Clovis. They're not like looking at anywhere else.
I don't know. What you got? You got some property in Fresno they could... you got a nice little retail spot
they
could
open actually, up? But it's probably pretty pricey for a brewery, though.
Oh, where would you want a brewery?
The freaking old... the old rib place at Bullard and West.
Oh yes, that would be an ideal. But that now you got to do a restaurant.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can't.
Otherwise, that's just a ginormous brewery.
Well,
tap room.
Well, people do it.
Make some friggin' beer.
Yeah, you can just go to China Bistro, and they'll let you bring in your China Bistro.
Oh man,
they'll let you bring in your Fresno Breakfast House. They'll let you bring in that pizza place over there. They'll let you bring in your ice cream from
Chinese food and beer.
Yeah. They'll let you bring in that whatever. You ever been to the place that replaced our favorite sushi spot?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's any good. Never heard anyone.
I don't either. I forget to try it because I forgot they're there.
Oh, and then there's the fancy Mexican restaurant in the corner.
Rosalinda's.
You can bring that in there.
Great shrimp burrito.
Pendragon. Hey.
West.
Hook it up.
Fordham West.
More in my neighborhood. Do another brewery in Clovis? How fucking boring is that?
It's boring. I'm bored. I'm yawning just thinking about it.
Somebody on, I think it was on Untappd this week, was like, come out to Incinerati. I'm like, dude, that's like in like deep Clovis.
Yeah. That's like on the street that doesn't go.
Yeah. I might as well just go to the coast. Like, if I'm going to go close, like, why? I'll just go to the coast.
Hit 41 and you'll be in the same amount of time?
Yeah, I'll go out. Or I'll go at 152 and just get out.
I like the Santa Cruz.
La Selva Beach. Well, I don't like Santa Cruz, actually. I am not.
Santa Cruz likes you?
No, it doesn't. No. Santa Cruz has no opinion about me. I'm not a fan of Santa Cruz. I'm a fan of the rest of the area, but Santa Cruz proper, it's just dirty. It's just a dirty, touristy little street. I'm just like, this is bullshit. This ain't a beach town.
Public bathrooms don't exist.
They got a good beach there, but the rest of the town is just, it's not California beach town. It doesn't scream California beach town to me. It's like, screams just like tourist trap town.
But they got one of the last boardwalks. California.
That boardwalk sucks too.
Boardwalk. Gonna be having fun.
Boardwalk.
Chip. Hey guys. Chip. Colin and Janine calling you on the 4th of July.
It is America Day.
4th of July. Guns and
with Scotty
guns,
and Martina.
They
are both awesome people and they're awesome friends, Amy and Vicky. They were also really cool people.
Yeah, we went to Bierstadt Lager House. We went to Ratio.
Ratio and Odell.
Janine went to Odell. I stayed back with some other friends and we all met up at Bierstadt. It was just fun. It was a fun day.
It was a great day.
It's hot in Denver.
It's really hot here.
How hot is it there? Is it like, I bet you Fresno's like 500 degrees?
It's
something?
In the desert, I think. So
you guys in the desert?
Yeah, it's in the desert. Yeah, so.
No.
How hot is it there? We want to know. It's in like
it
the 90s.
It was 85 degrees.
And that's pretty hot for us.
Yeah, Nick, how hot are you now?
I'm hot.
Are you having your porch dates still?
Yeah, what's going on?
Your beer garden, your personal beer garden.
So we're currently at one of our local spots. This place is a mile from our house, and they're friendly people. It's an awesome spot, and their beer isn't very good. But
it's called Mother Tucker.
Mother Tucker, or Sean likes to call it Mother Trucker. So, Mikey, what happened was I got my recording of the call last week, and I realized that later that when I opened my phone up, it had been recording for an hour and 4 minutes. So I cropped the call down, but I didn't crop it all the way to the end, like the right spot. So you guys got a little bit of us in the Uber.
That's funny.
That's why that was weird. That was my friend Scott and his wife talking about whatever. I forget what they were talking about. That was good, though. So.
We were up in the mountains, though. That was pretty cool.
Oh, for sure.
That was fun. That was one of the first beer festivals we went to since COVID.
Yeah.
I was there, Jacuzzi.
Yeah. And it was fun. It was small, but it was fun.
And when we made that call, we were hammered.
Totally hammered. So. Yes. It was fun, though. We had a great time. We had a great get it. Unfortunately, we're not going to make it to Radar Palooza this year.
Yeah, sorry, guys. That would have been awesome, though.
I know. We're going to do it 1 year. Maybe next year.
We got to do it.
Got to do it. Yeah, I didn't get the time off, so I'm sorry. But...
I hope I'm not telling anybody your boss here, it's for Radar Palooza. A certain text message from a certain guy that likes the show that lives in California, namely Fontana, that said that he might come out to Denver.
Fontana, too.
Or, I don't know. There was some interest there.
There, but that would be fun.
Would be fun.
Yeah, that guy's a huge. He's crazy.
Here's Evil Circle. He's out in like.
Oh, he went to Iceland and he's in England. He's touring around with his daughter.
Did he go to Wales? Did he?
I think Wales. I don't know. He's going all kinds of places. It's cool.
From Wales?
Yeah. Have a whale in Wales.
So anyways,
we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Janine, for checking in on your own.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Such an active voicemail week this week. Sadly, Colin and Janine won't be at Radar Palooza, but all that just means everyone at Radar Palooza just got to make them jealous. Just have such a good time that Colin and Janine is just like, they're just going to be in their hot tub, like going like, damn it. Wish I was at Radar Palooza.
Return and the hot tub.
Janine can be like, working. Colin, I told you we should have gone. He's like, good work. Damn it.
Somebody's got to pay for this jacuzzi.
This jacuzzi.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving. Hey, it's Wazzy. Yeah. Just calling in, let you know what happened. My life's...
All right, Wazzy.
Had another lacrosse tournament in Southern California. Flew down to John Wayne Airport.
Been there.
On a Friday night. I actually did listen to
Orange County's airport.
The show on the plane.
Did he
went
get
to
drunk?
A little brewery you might have heard of called Green Cheek. You know, I didn't know they had food there, too. Did you know they had food there?
I did not.
They had outstanding burgers. Outstanding burgers. Anyway, wasn't there for the burgers. I walked in, looked at the board, and I saw a beer that I didn't recognize that they had made before. A beer that was actually made by Highland Park Brewing, or North Park. One of those park brewings. Chew your beer with that. called Timbo Pills. And I thought, what? Timbo Pills? I got to try that. That's on my list of beers to try. I know, Mikey, it's a Pilsner. But you know what? If you put this in your mouth hole, it is so dang good. You can easily mistake this for a pale ale, a hoppy pale ale even. Delicious beer. Tried a collab they had with Other Half Brewing out of New York there called Pizza Cake. Had a hazy that they had a collab with Equilibrium, which was fantastic. Had beer for dad. I had their Helles. I had their other just light beer. I had their Vienna Lager. all sharing little samplers with a buddy of mine. Slim225 is his handle on Untappd. Look him up, Slim225. But yeah, it was great beer there. Nice people, nice location, hopping area. Across the street from them is another brewery called Gunwale Ales, and then a little bit further down is called Salty Bear Ales. I will be back down in 2 weeks, and I will hit those other two up and give them a try and see how it is. But Green Cheek, great place. This weekend, actually headed to Petaluma for another sports ball tournament. But I think I'm going to roll into Santa Rosa because you guys have talked about the top 10 Yelp breweries in California, and that Proclamation Brewing was on there. And they're in Santa Rosa, so I may as well go hit them up. And ooh, actually, I just stopped at a little beer market called La Riviera Market here in Sacramento, and I saw a Proclamation beer, so I grabbed it. What the hell? I'll give it a try and see if I really need to go to that brewery or not. And I also grabbed a Chorus Quadruple Oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout from Hop and Frog, if you've heard of them, to share with some buddies. That's all I got, guys. Hey, take care. Be safe. Please be safe. Mikey, mm-hmm. Check your dates. Okay. And Mikey, use your UPS box for shipping beer. Please, use your UPS box for shipping beer. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento.
Shipping? What's shipping?
Back for more.
Wait, you can ship beer? Ship it out? I thought you could only get beer shipped to you.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Outgoing mail, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if Wazoo understands. Yeah, you can only, as far as I know, you can only get beer shipped to you. And when you have a UPS box, you can't ship it out. I don't think that's the thing you can do. But yeah, you can ship to a person like us. I heard at the Perfect Pour. If you just look in the show notes there's an address. You can you can ship things to.
Maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe he's saying use that for the return address or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're going to ship anything cool, put on our address as a return address. So like, if it doesn't make it, it'll come to our address.
Yeah. We get it.
Like, that can be your donation to the show. Is like, well, this doesn't make it. At least Nick and Mike will get it.
Suck out the remnants.
Yeah. We also appreciate postcards. You want to send a postcard, we'll accept it. Like, if you're in Iceland visiting brothers,
mm-hmm. What you got there?
I love gold. Well, I said I was gonna, because I only got the hop-cop-hop-pocalypse. And then just like, we still like, if you've like given us a nice bottle over the years, which several people have. You're like, I never hear them drink the bottle. It's still there. Keep saving it for like
waiting.
A special occasion. Maybe I'll bring it out to the ants coming on here today on Friday to Tioga Square. Maybe I'll bring one of them out there. But so yeah, that's we don't ever get a chance to open them up. So they're there, but they're still there. But this is one of the ones that listeners sent us that I just keep avoiding because. I'm just like, yeah, that doesn't sound good. Fresh out of the oven from Burning Barrel. It's an Imperial Pastry Sour. Yep. You heard me right. It's peaches, brown sugar, vanilla beans, cinnamon. I don't know. Nick might actually be okay with this, but I'm not. But here we go. I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Because why not? I'm here for punishment. I'm here for the listener amusement. This is really why I'm here. I'm not here for much else. If I can get the listener amused, then it's worth it. I guess I get some peaches there. I guess I get some pastry. Yep, I definitely getting that sour. Here we go. Dear God.
Here we go. Hot sauce and sours. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day for you.
Yeah. If you're around for the tailgate, you know, I had a lot of, I had some, had some Atwater taco truck tacos today. And then now I'm having these sours. Oh God. Damn it. What? I might have to call in sick in the morning.
Yeah. I'm not sick. I just guarantee no customers want me around.
Nobody wants me around. This is actually all right. This is not, it's not super sour, so I'm having a right time with this. Fresh out of the oven. And I don't think this is probably not fresh because I've been avoiding it. Let me check. See if I can check the date without spilling the beer out.
Check your dates.
Oh, wow. This is a Christmas beer. This is made during Christmas. But I mean, it's a pastry stout, so who cares?
Yeah. Hops don't care. Hops don't matter to pastry.
No. Thanks, Wazoo. And we continue on with more voicemails, guys.
Guys. What are we doing, guys?
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? Perfect Porch. Will you be here? Just a quick little recap for 4th of July drinking, homie. Drank a lot of Seek Brewing out of San Diego. Look out for them doing some amazing stuff, homes. Moonraker, look for this collaboration with Block 15. They got this West Coast IPA. It's like straight old school West Coast with a new school twist. Very citrus and piney, but dry and juicy at the same time, homie. Block 15 and Moonraker, homie. That's a good-ass West Coast IPA. Let me see, what else did I drink? A lot of North Park. Can't go wrong with North Park. A lot of Highland Park. let me see. Last thing I would like to say is thank you for that information of cooling your ice chest before using them.
Yes, man.
For that Wazoo. That worked amazing, homie. And then just a quick thing would be back to Dutch's Brewhouse when I was a little confused that it was a tap room and it wasn't. Dutch's Brewhouse was a tap room and then it became a brewery, but they only brew with their BOP system that they acquired from Wix. So there you go. Chocotazo was created at Wix Brewery in Corona. And then they got rid of their BOP system. Dutch's Brewhouse purchased it. I made Bachalito Pale there. And now they have their own style beers in their tap room because they use the BOP system to make their own beers. And then I think that's it, homie. Damn. I had a question for you guys, but there you go. Zach, what's that? What's Steve? What's Steven and Zach up to? And can we order Zach beers online, or is there a way for me to be able to order Zach beers?
Black market Zach.
That's it. Is this true, your beer, homie? Hey, you had to watch, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, true. Thanks for the call, and I am gonna default to Nicholas here. And say, is there any kind of, you know, just any kind of report about Steven or Zach? First of all, how are they doing? How are the Zachs doing?
The Zachs are doing well. I did see them at 4th of July. As far as getting beer, I think you'll have to set up a get it and brew it with Zach in person, because from what I know, there's no beer on hand.
Oh, it's all just gone.
It's gone.
All right.
So the only way to get a Zach's beer now is if you
actually force
bring
Steven
lots of money, like maybe bring like $10,000 and some hot dogs, and you might get some Zach beer.
All right. There's no, there's no inklings of like opening up or restarting anything. It's just, it's all moved on right now.
It's all, yeah, it's all at the moment, it's moved on. I'm not saying never, but it definitely is not right now.
All right. It's a good ask, though, Chew. And we've got one more voicemail on a busy week this week.
It's not a butt dial or a telemarketer. Oh,
could be.
Perfect Pour. Hey, you guys, how's it going? This is Chef.
Oh, Chef, thank God.
What's up, guys? This is the Chicago Beer Rep.
I was worried about Chef.
Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Suburbs.
Yep, exactly.
So, guys, couple things to say. First off is trying to do a better job on my pour reports. So,
okay.
I've got a new segment for the report, and it's inspired from the bottle shop I work at. We have, it's called Staff Picks.
Yeah.
My bottle shop.
Just like a video store. You can
recommend a beer and put it on a little shelf that says Staff Picks. And
Jeans of
You can
trash.
Write a little blurb on a piece of paper that says why you picked it. And I thought it might be fun to call into the show and read my latest staff pick, if that's okay with you guys.
Gene pick? What, you got gene picks?
I can't hear you, so I'm just going to do it anyway. Okay. So
do it.
My first staff pick is a beer by Maplewood Brewing, one of my favorite breweries in Chicago, Maplewood. And this is a beer called Rowaka Juice Pants. So they have a Juice Pants. Hazy IPA.
Yeah.
And this is the Rowaka Juice Pants.
Yeah.
And this is what I wrote. Rowaka Juice Pants. It's a good pair of pants.
Oh.
Staff pick. So I wrote staff pick at the end.
Staff pick.
Even though it says it at the top and on the sheet too.
Just want to remind
I just
wanted
to make sure people knew it was a staff pick.
Staff pick.
All right. Anyway, let's just move along.
That feels like pants.
So my other thing I wanted to say is,
I'm buying that, by the way. With
that's
that
my
segment.
But other thing I wanted to say was,
I am
going to Radar Palooza Part 2.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What?
Can't wait to go to Radar Palooza.
Oh my God.
Radar Strikes Back. It's going to be so much fun. The first one, I got to go to the first one over at Radar's house, and it was a life changing experience. Great.
This one, we find out that Wazoo is
really excited about
Radar's
this.
Father.
And just let me know. I don't know. Like, if you have any requests, like if you want me to call from Radar Palooza, or if you want me to buy ants a beer or take a picture with Radar. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just let me know if you have any requests. I'm going to send you, I think, next week a little travel log. Or like a travel journal.
Yes.
Or like a travel diary. Let me know what you want me to call it.
Journal.
I'm going to record myself going there because... the flights I booked are a little bit sketchy. I've got a connecting flight that's going to be a little tight.
Is sketchy as
so hell I might
right
record
now.
It just so people know I'm alive. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your last
so
words.
Look for that next week. Keep up the good work. It's been educational.
Whoa.
Good job.
Thank you.
Chicago. Suburbs.
Oh, there you
3 minutes.
Good job. Good job.
Suburbs.
I was worried about Chef because of what happened this week. So, Chef's going to be at Radar Palooza. It's going to be a hell of a time. Radar Strikes Back. Like this time, everyone else is going to be drunk.
These are not the beers you're looking for.
And hopefully, it doesn't end on a downer note like Empire Strikes Back did.
Yeah.
Like, I hope there's, are there going to be Batha tanks there afterwards for recovery? I mean, you could use those for hangovers for sure. Like, get him, like, somebody's really drunk, like, get him in the tank, hurry.
Yeah.
I'm not going in the tank, fuck yeah. No, you got to get in the tank, bro. You're going to be hungover tomorrow.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, hangovers were cured.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Radar Palooza. If you're in the Portland area next week, oh my gosh. Is it this weekend? I get my dates mixed up. Hold on, everyone. I'm going to look it up. We're all just going to have to freaking wait for me because I saved it. Boop. But I didn't write it down, so let me look at it. All right. The kickoff party is at... So this is something, you know, if you're in the Portland area, you just might be interested in going to. The kickoff party is on the 11th, July 11th, at Tapforia. You Portland people know what it is. I've never heard of it. But Tapforia is hosting the kickoff party for Radar Palooza. Okay, on the 11th, whatever day that is. Get it. Let's see. Let me do some math here. Isn't that the Monday?
That's a Monday.
Yeah. Wow. That's a whole week of Radar Palooza, baby. That's all right. It needs it. You need a whole week of Radar Palooza.
You need a week.
So, yeah, Monday, Tapforia, Portland area. Big get it. Started off Radar Palooza. 6 o'clock is the start time on that. All right. Thanks, everyone, for calling the show. That was a great, great segment. Full voicemail. You guys gave full voicemail. I like that.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
When are you going to call the show? We're ready. We're here. We're nice. We'll be nice to you. Just leave a quick report. We could use some new blood. Yeah, I'm not drinking that beer anymore. I'm going back to some
Bye.
Bye.
I love gold.
There's been a lot of Firestone talk this week. A lot of Paso Robles talk. That hot city of Paso Robles. Too bad they don't have as many pulls as Fresno does. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Too bad they're not by Yosemite in this year in Nevada's. Firestone Walker.
Years ago.
Yeah. Union Jack IPA. One of the all-time classics. This was out of the mix, the last beer left out of that mixed 12-pack I bought. And it's still very old school. Got that malt backbone to it. But, you know, it's still fine. Still very drinkable.
Yes. Drinkable.
Nick, the Nick 80 on Untappd. I know you checked into one beer at least.
Right? At least one beer. I did have... Let's see. Thunder Cabbage from Moonraker Brewing. That was a triple. It was Thunder a hazy, cabbage. But it was a triple. So
was it leapy?
Kept it in the can, and it drank just fine. No looking at the haze and being grossed out. As before mentioned about the hoppy sampler from Sierra Nevada, where they had this cold torpedo IPA.
Yep.
I mixed still pack, don't know why
exclusive.
They...
Exclusive.
Did that, but
yeah, got to get you to buy it, sucker.
They got me to buy it, and in that same pack is a Dankful IPA, so that was nice to revisit that one.
All right,
and then of course regular Torpedo and Pale Ale from Sierra Nevada. Yeah. Good, the good old standbys, the long.
Oh yeah, can't go
long
wrong.
Life standard.
Can't go wrong.
El Segundo, Lost in the Mail. Quadruple IPA. That was my 4th of July beer.
Wow. A quad?
A quad, yes.
Was that at the
just
market?
Just hanging out. It was at the market.
Is that was kind of cheap, wasn't it? It was like $5.49 or something.
Like $5. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty plain.
Yeah. Label. I saw that. And I was like, damn, that's a good price for a quad. Like, I, at the day, I was just like, I have no use for this beer right now, but damn, that's a good price.
You don't need four times the...
Yeah, I don't need four times the juice.
Four times the juice. It was good. I mean, you know, it's a quad, so it's going to be sweeter than normal, but still drank really easy. Yeah, cooking a tri-tip on the barbecue.
Yeah, it's really easy drinking here, babe.
It's really easy.
That is, that just kind of reminds me of the little underground thing that craft beer drinkers have over if their partner, their parents, their partner, whoever is around that like might judge their drinking at all a little bit.
Yeah.
But aren't super aware of the beer world or especially craft beer world. Like you could have like three beers and they'd be like, oh, you know, oh, Nick was keeping it mellow and he's been, yeah, you know, just three beers. Yeah. But but you were actually drinking quads and they would have no idea.
They would have no clue.
Like no clue that you're drinking like four times of fucking alcohol. But they're like, oh, that's nice that Nick like, you know, was really respectful tonight and only drank three beers. And I was like, oh,
yeah, what a guy.
Three quads. So that's a little fun little thing for us craft beer drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
We can sneak that in. Like, babe, I only drank three beers. Three quads.
Yeah. So like 12 beers.
Yeah. So like lots of beers. Like 80 loaves of bread or whatever. Because like that whole thing is like one beer is seven slices of bread is one beer. You drink one beer, that's seven. So you just like ate seven slices of bread.
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, wow. I'm eating loaves of bread every night then, apparently. Right before bed, I just eat a whole loaf of bread.
Yeah, crush a loaf. Ugh. Crush the loaf.
Crush it. Like, how can you slam a loaf of bread? Do you put a little point at the bottom of the loaf to like air it out and then you open the top of the loaf and you just pour it in like
No, I think it's like an ear of corn. You just keep spinning it and eating the outer layer.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was there any other beers, Nick? No, I'm sorry.
Oh, did I talk about the monkish beer I had?
No.
Monkish story walking. It's a hazy IPA from Monkish.
Story walking, it sounds like a Star Wars porn or something. Okay. Luke story walking.
The aftermarket version of Skywalker story walk. Yeah, it was good. It was a hazy, but still a good beer from Monkish. Had a big Sur IPA, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't let a week go by without
a big Sur, baby.
Yeah, keeping them in business. Keeping all the bartenders in New Balance shoes.
Yep. Hey, comfortable shoes, okay?
Hey. That's my Bing Cuts.
All right. The Nick 80 on untap. I am Dorktown on Untap, or you can search for Mikey Topor. Either way, you'll find me. I encourage you to do this, as Untap is a good app to go hide in for me. I've said this many times. I'll say it different ways, but like, because when you go on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, like people see that you're on there. Even if you don't post anything, like people can see, like if they see you're, if you're in direct messages, you can see who's online, and because they'll give that little green thing, and all the apps do this. And then if you're liking something, but like people see that you're there, they're like, oh,
yeah,
didn't have time to come over to my house, but you can sit on Instagram for hours.
Touch and like things.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. But Untap, you can go hide and just be with your beer friends on Untap. So. One of the underrated things about Untap is it's a social media app that you can just hide with your beer friends in. Fourth of July, I went to Fresno Grizzly game and had a Sherman IPA out of the can, 16-ounce can. They had a cart there. And I tried to get the big beer, the El Cap.
Oh, man.
They're out. They're out. They sold it, but she went digging in the ice chest. Shit, they had an ice chest, and she dug through that shit, and she could not find it. So I had to step down and go to the Sherm, which is good.
It's a double. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Belching Beaver's Mr. Sparkle, a total label buy. That is a Japanese lager. And because it's got the Homer, there's an episode of The Simpsons where they use Homer's likeness to sell stuff.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sparkle. And so it was like that. So I was like, I got to have that can. I don't care what.
Nice. Yeah. I'm broke, but I'll buy it.
Yep. Fremont Brewing did a collab beer with Burial. And
wow.
It's called Specific Void. I got that at the market. I was expecting great things, and I was not impressed.
Not so much, Al.
No. New Glory Brewing's Stranded in Paradise IPA. That one was good. That's a good beer. And then, I did this on Drinking and Thinking.substack.com, my newsletter. I got a Pliny from the market. Grocery store here in Fresno, 2-day old Pliny.
Whoa.
How
did you get down here that fast?
They must have sent it out right at they bottled it. And I wasn't planning on getting any Russian River products. I looked at it just to see if there was something new, you know, but there wasn't. So I was like, all right, I'm just, you know, this is just the day I wasn't getting any Russian River. And there was a dude, there was another dude there. And usually, like, I know more than the person there. I mean, let's be honest. But
have you seen me?
Yeah. But this time, this dude's like, hey, that's 2-day-old Pliny right there. I'm like, what?
You might want to check that
out. I was like, I was like, holy shit, he's right. He's like, yeah. And get this. He's like, yeah, I got one yesterday. Like, he was there. So there was 1-day-old Pliny. 1.5-day old Pliny at the market in Russian River or in Fresno. So cheers to that guy that told me about this, because I would have passed it up. So I got it. And I mean, I don't think anybody has had a 2-day old Pliny from a city that's not Santa Rosa in a grocery store just walk up and buy one. So that was just crazy. And Firestone Walker Melon Conspiracy, got that out of their mix pack. No, actually wasn't too bad. I was thinking about, is it going to be too melony? I don't know, but actually it was pretty good. So that's about all I've been drinking. Be friends with us on tap, an untapped would be appreciated.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers. Time for cheers. Nick, do you have any cheers?
Time for cheers. Cheers to the Wazoo Corvette. He's in my DMs on the Untapped.
Oh, man. He slipped in there, eh?
Yeah, I slipped right in there. He said, hey, by the way, you're drinking gold.
And I said, what?
I love gold. Do you not love gold? And he said the space lettuce from the... place in Alabama, no, Arkansas, Alabama,
Arkansas, Atlanta. Doesn't sound right. Probably Atlanta.
Where's my DM?
Probably gonna be Georgia.
Georgia. There it is. I don't know how to find this. I don't use it. Spaced lettuce from Monday Night Brewing in Atlanta.
Ah.
Is a gold medal winner.
Look at you.
I drank gold. You did.
I blew it. You had your chance, but you blew it.
Yeah. Story of my life.
God bless.
Cheers to Pete and Michelle Hanamikai. They're friends of the Zacks and saw them on 4th of July.
Yeah.
They had their own Zacks beer named after them.
They're regulars there. Time. Like if you went to Zacks, you saw them for sure.
Yeah. Hanging, chilling, whatever they do. I don't know.
Whatever they do, they were doing it.
They were doing it. They're doing it well. Also, cheers to Chef. All nice to hear from you. Chicago. Be
at the Raid Palooza. Empire Strikes Palooza.
And as always, calling on Janine for hosting hosting get it
yeah,
as
man.
Much as they can.
If you come to Denver area, like yeah. Calling on Janine now.
Get it.
It was like, oh, God, we got to do another get it this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, crap. More beer.
Can we just not? Can it be one weekend without a get it? No, honey. We're doing it.
Doesn't exist.
Cheers it out. And cheers to our golden gods as always.
Every time.
Providing all the golden godness that they provide every month for us. They keep us. Keep us well fed in hops. Thank you, everyone that still hangs on and gives us the golden money. And in turn, they do get some bonus show. So you're just like, why would I want to give you guys money for nothing? It's not for nothing.
Why?
They get some boat. They get
zip it.
They get more show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you should check it out. But thank you to the Golden Gods. Thank you to the Porum on Facebook, to the Logger Line on Discord, and to the Friday Night Zooms. They still do the Friday Night Zooms.
Wow.
It's still a thing.
There's probably more episodes of that than our show.
Yeah, they're creeping up on the Perfect Bar.
Yeah.
And cheers to also to everyone that shared the show out this week. Mm-hmm. On their own social media. Appreciate that. And cheers to Barry on Untappd, the designated drinker 16. And cheers to all you guys out there.
Yeah.
Doing cheers it for the show. Guys. Having a good time. Having fun talking about the Perfect Pour. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Perfect Pour. There was something else I needed to add, but it completely went out my head. At Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias. Perfect Pour Pod is the blog. And that's all you need to know, man.
Yeah, get it. Sign up to be a state representative for the Perfect Pour.
Yep. All the reps, the pages there on the website. So you can check that out. We'll see if at Tioga Friday. Maybe we'll see you at Radar Palooza in Portland next week. And Colin and Janine's jacuzzi every night. I get it every night.
If you look at a thermal map of Colorado, it's all blue except for one 8x8 square in the middle of Denver.
It's red hot because of the hot tub. So thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Of course.
Be safe, Nick.
Still questionable.
Safe and sane.
Safe and sane. Certified safe and sane.
Uh-huh.
Are you not being safe right now?
No, I'm not being safe. Be safe. Have a great week. Do what? What do you got to check?
Check your dates.
New date.
No, 3 months or older.
No, throw it away. Unless it's like a pastry sour.
The new standard is 2-day old Pliny. Do not go over.
You don't want any 3-day old plans, junk.
No.
Bye.
Bye.